Well, with earnings season wrapped up, there's been one common theme amongst South African retailers: an increasingly difficult economic environment, which included an increase in the VAT rate and a sharp rises in fuel prices, which of course translated into a strained consumer market. We're joined on the line now by Michael Traherne from Vestac to discuss how retail stocks have performed under these circumstances and where to from here. Michael, thanks so much for joining us this evening. Right at the top, let's run through the overall performance of the retail sector in 2018, because we seem to be seeing some recovery now as the year closes out, but not enough to take the sector completely out of the red.
Yes, Misha, thanks for having me. Surprisingly, the retail stocks are actually only down 3% for the year, and I say only down 3% because the JSE All Share is actually down 15%. So you could say retail's actually been quite defensive this year.
And this, of course, as consumers faced extreme headwinds, VAT increases, fuel prices on the rise, interest rate increases coming through, all amidst a recession. How much of that pressure, Michael, has in fact really dissipated?
Yes, that pressure is definitely still there. And in the last set of earnings that came through from all the retailers, they all mentioned tough economic conditions. What has actually helped them a bit is that as much as we see inflation sitting around the 5% mark, inflation related to retail products is basically benign. And then there's some products, Massmart coming out and saying they're actually suffering from deflation in some of their industries. Pepkor with their building division saying the same thing, where they've actually got deflation. So it's a very interesting mix in the retail market, but tough times continue. And until we actually see solid economic growth, I think retailers are going to remain fairly flat.
Yeah, and it's that fundamental picture that's put, profitability on shaky ground, unnerving investors as well. Having said that, simultaneously at play, very specific news items that have hit retail counters across the board, rattling investor confidence. And I want to start off, of course, with Steinhoff, Star, Pep, and that entire saga. We've had just last week, Pepkor, it coming to the fore that Pepkor issued guarantees for Steinhoff loans. Is that the extent of the exposure as you see it, or is this hole yet deeper to go?
Like, as far as Steinhoff, Star Africa, Pepkor, whichever entity you're looking at, it looks like most of Steinhoff fraud was committed in Europe. We still need to wait for that PwC report to come out, and that's expected any moment now, so hopefully before the end of the year. And until that's wrapped up, Steinhoff, or I should say Pepkor now as it's known, is going to remain negatively viewed by the market. It's also another problem with it is it's very, very diversified. And they've got the likes of Hi-Fi Corp connected with Incredible Connection, connected with Tackytown, connected with Ackermans, and these are all retail, but what does a logistics company have to do sharing with all these entities? And one of the stories that Marcus Huerta was selling us was that his management team is the best in the world and they can bring all these different facets together. So I wouldn't be surprised to see Pepkor spinning out their subdivisions in the year to come.
Okay, with that playing out and still a lot of uncertainty about where that's headed, one assumes you're steering clear there. What would be a potential winner for you, Michael, heading into 2019? Because it's going to, in fact, take a long time for that fundamental picture to turn around and be supportive of the sector as a whole.
Yeah, so one of the companies that we're looking at the moment, and it's definitely not loved because it's down 40% for the year, and that's Tiger Brands. Even though they had that listeriosis breakout, it looks like management is on top of that. They're dealing with it. They've got insurance to cover at least the bulk of any class action lawsuit. And management saying they want to work with the lawyers, get this thing resolved as quickly as possible, and put it behind them. So we think that Tiger Brands looks potentially cheap at the moment. And the brands that they own, these are generational brands. They're not going to go away overnight.
Yeah, well, let's leave it there, Michael. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Michael Traherne from Vestact.